Hello from the Laverings.
Hi, Sunrise Community Church. It's us, the Laverings, and we miss being with all of you, and we really look forward to a time that we are back together. Mwah.
Good morning, Sunrise. I'm so looking forward to seeing each of you face-to-face real soon. God bless.
Well, good morning and welcome to Sunrise Community Church. It is Sunday morning and we are so glad that you are here. I don't know about you, but I loved getting to see those greetings from a lot of different people in our church. And I would remind you, if you want to send in your family greeting, you should have received an e-news bulletin this past Wednesday. And you can click on the link there and upload a quick little video from your family saying good morning to all of us here at Sunrise. So I would encourage you to check that out. If you are joining us online and maybe you're fairly new to Sunrise, or you've found us in the last few weeks and have started to become a regular, we'd sure love to hear from you. And you can simply, if you're watching on Facebook Live, you could send us a direct message on Facebook, and we would love to get back to you and get to know you a little bit, maybe know how to pray for you. And if you want to sign up for our e-news or other information, we can do that too, or you don't have to. But we are so glad that you are here this morning. We have just a couple of announcements this week, one of which is that our website, sunrisecommunity.church, has been changed a bit during this COVID season. And one of the things that just got added this past Wednesday is we now have a resource page. And this is a COVID-19 CARES resources. It's a place that you can go to get information about coping, maybe counseling, any kind of resources you could think. There are even books on there that are recommended to read during this season. And so that's been done at sunrisecommunity.church. Also, on our web page, we've really simplified how you can find our services online now. And so if you just go to our main web page, sunrisecommunity.church, and scroll down just a little bit, you'll be able to see links to be able to go to our Facebook Live feed, to our YouTube Live feed, and then even to the permanent link that you can watch via Vimeo. And so definitely check out our website. We also have various live online activities throughout the week. My favorite, of course, is the Backshed Bible Study. It happens right over there. And that happens tomorrow, Monday at 10 o'clock. Join us on Facebook Live. And it's just a great time getting into the Word. We'll have a special guest on there. Really hope you're able to join us. And then you can also join us on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, that is, for Pastors Live. We get all of our pastors together in a Zoom meeting and just invite you to watch along and participate through the comment section. But we love to talk about the various things that are happening at Sunrise throughout this COVID season. And it's just a neat sneak peek for you into the behind the scenes things that are happening at Sunrise. And then Thursdays, it ramps up even more when the Luke Miller podcast goes live Thursday afternoon. And then also Thursday afternoon, we just started this past week, but we are doing an online Zoom prayer meeting. And if you're interested in being a part of that, it's at 3:30 on Thursday afternoon. Information on how to join that is in the e-news that you should have received this past Wednesday. At this point in the service, this is where we transition our worship time into the offering. And even online, I know it probably seems a little bit strange to have an offering online, but it's something that we believe is a part of worship. And I am so thankful that you have been obedient to the Lord in continuing to give back to Him, even in a time when things are strange and slightly difficult. And so we're grateful for your gifts. Want to remind you that you can give online by going to sunrisecommunity.church/give, or even more simple is texting SunriseCC to 77977. And this week, we'd ask you to consider an extra gift towards our benevolence fund. And you're able to do that on the exact same place on the online and texting. But a great chance to reach into our church family, to those who are struggling, into our community, to those who are struggling, and be able to reach out to them financially through our benevolence fund. So at this time, let's take a moment and pray as we worship through the offering, and then we'll transition into worshiping the Lord through song this morning. Let's pray. Now, Father, I'm grateful for the fact that you are doing absolutely amazing things right now, Lord. I just looked at the statistic that 49% of churches right now are growing, where that number was much smaller a month ago, that you are obviously at work, not just in spite of what's happening with COVID-19, but because of it. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are sovereign, good, faithful God who is actively working in the midst of all of this. And so we praise you this morning, Lord, and I pray as gifts are received that are an offering to you, Lord, that this church would steward those gifts well, that it would be for your honor, Lord, that it would be to further your kingdom, and that you would be glorified through all of it. And so we commit it to you, Lord. We commit this service to you. May this entire service and time together this morning just be a pleasant offering to you in the name of Jesus. All right, let's continue to worship together.
It's great to be here with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm Rachel Jackson, my husband Brett here on Cajon, and Jacob Kurtz will also be leading.
You give praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, and we live for you.
Good morning and welcome to Sunrise. If you are new here and you are watching us online, wherever you may be, a special welcome to you. It's great that we're able to gather together even when we're far apart or in different rooms of the house even for that matter. Whether you're watching at your kitchen table, on the couch, or wherever you may be, thanks for joining us. My name is Luke. I am one of the pastors here at Sunrise, and I'm just glad that I get to share with you this morning. We've been going through a series looking at God in control and what it means for us to see that fear taken away, to achieve peace in our lives, to see that anxiety melt away as we realize that God is in control, that God is a sovereign God. And today I want to finish up our series by taking a look in the book of Habakkuk, taking a look at what it means for us to see results from finding that peace or seeing that fear being taken away. And what that means for us is really coming from a statement that we've heard a lot of over the last little while. Probably more than ever, we've heard that term, shelter in place. For wherever we may be right now, we hear this term, shelter in place. And what I want to look at this morning is really, with everything that we've looked at from God being in control, is to take a look at what this means for us in our very current context. And not shelter in place, well yes, shelter in place, but really shelter in Him. Finding shelter in Christ, abiding in Him. And this is where we actually have to place ourselves to see that fear, see that fear being taken away, to see that peace achieved, to see that anxiety washed away. We need to abide in Him. And I thought that there's no better place to look right now than the book of Habakkuk, a book that is in its entirety very much about wrestling with some of the more difficult questions. We'll be looking at this morning in chapter 3, but we'll cover 1 and 2. This is a book that I would love to go in depth in a series in. I always like to go to the minor prophets once or twice during the year and just cover a book. Maybe I feel a little bad because they're the minor prophets and we always look at Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel. It's nice to give Habakkuk some time. It's nice to give Haggai some time. And so we find ourselves here really because we find ourselves probably asking a lot of questions that Habakkuk is asking. The first chapter of Habakkuk is Habakkuk in a very dark place. And we see him progress from this dark place to a chapter 2 where he's now starting to wrestle a bit more and have this conversation with God, to chapter 3 where we find ourselves today where he realizes that he needs to recognize who God is, tell his own story, and then wait on God and abide in him. And so we may find ourselves this morning asking some questions that why does God feel so far away right now? Which is a question that Habakkuk's asking. For us, it'll be how long will this shelter in place? When will this end? Why did I lose my job? Why did he take away a loved one? Why doesn't God stop this virus? Why do I worry so much and why am I so anxious? All of these questions are ones that I really see can be addressed by looking at the book of Habakkuk. If you want to turn in your Bibles there this morning, I really find that this is a very peculiar prophet. If you're looking for it in your Bibles, go to Matthew and hang a left, 5 books, and you'll find yourself in the book of Habakkuk. The reason why I think this book is good is because by his very own name, Habakkuk means to wrestle with. And he has a number of questions for God and a number of questions that he's wrestling with God. And I think it's important for us to know that it's all right for us to wrestle with God. It's important for us to ask some of those tough questions and bring our concerns to God. But it's not just us going to God and with our concerns. It's being willing to listen to him and be willing to trust in him no matter what the result is. Because I think we always have the results that we want or an idea of the results that we want. However, God may have a very different idea of how everything should play out. And so we take a look at this morning. And I'm going to start by reading verses 16 to 19 in chapter 3. And we're going to come back to the very beginning as we start to see how this plays out. In the middle part of the chapter 3 is very much about you. And I'll come to that. And it's your participation in this over the next week as you really start to think about this. But let's read from verses 16 to 19 in chapter 3. I heard, and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet I wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet feel like that of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. And then it goes on to say, for the director of music, on my stringed instruments. This is actually a song that would have been played out. But again, we find ourselves asking some tough questions. And Habakkuk is all about that. There's actually a very intense dialogue that is happening. Most of the prophets are the prophet delivering a message to the people of Israel. Yet here we see Habakkuk taking some of his own concerns to God in a dialogue that's happening back and forth. As Habakkuk wrestles with the reality of God's plan in a time where there is a lot of political strife, where there's a lot of cultural strife, when things are changing. This is Habakkuk is the contemporary of Jeremiah. We see that this would have been happening around the time of Judah about to be exiled into Babylon. And so we see that this is a tough time in the life of Israel. We can see that with Judah being about to be carried off into exile, we understand that there are going to be some things in culture that have been changed. The enemies of Israel are moving in from all sides. And with that, there comes political turmoil. Now, I don't know if that fits the bill of exactly where we are, but you may say that after 5 or 6 weeks of sheltering in place or looking at the news and hearing about the coronavirus over and over and over, it can feel like the walls are closing in. It can feel like there's this chance where anxiety is going to grow. No doubt, Habakkuk gives some voice to probably some of the concerns that we have and some of the worries we have and some of the questions we have about the coronavirus itself. And I think one of the first things that we need to realize in this is that it's all right to go to God with your concerns. It's something we often disregard, but it's all right to go to God and it's all right to wrestle with God with some of the concerns that we have. If you look at the book of Psalms, about one third of all of the Psalms are laments. It's someone going to God and saying, here's a problem that I have. Now, one of the things that I love about the Psalms is these are just people from all parts of the spectrum. You've got kings, and you've got peasants, and you've got everybody in between going to God with their concerns. And just like us, they approach it almost the same way. They go to God with a concern, and what's one of the things that we do when we go to God with a concern is often we say, here's what I would like done. Here's what I want to happen in this situation. But what we see in the Psalms is, while they may say, here's what I want done, my enemies are chasing me, take care of them, smite them, there's this realization that God is in control, and that whatever God will be done, will do, they will be fine with, and they will then proclaim the name of the Lord. We can see this in one of the most strongest moments that we read in the Easter story. When Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see that there's this time where he goes to his Father and he's praying and he's saying, if you can, take this cup from me, but if not, your will be done. Realizing that it's going to be a tough road, but whatever it is, God, your will be done in this situation. But I think what we see here is right from the very beginning of chapter 1 of Habakkuk is that it's all right to declare your questions to God, and we should declare our questions to God. Habakkuk starts off in chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and says, how long, O Lord, shall I call for help, and you will not hear? Or cry out to you, violence, and you will not save? Why do you not make me see inequity? Why do you look idly at the wrong? What he's basically telling God is, why aren't you doing your job? Here are the things that I want done. Why aren't you doing this? And even more so, he feels like there's been zero response. God has been distant. Where is God in all of this? His frustrations and fears are pouring over as he goes to God with this. And again, I want to tell us that it's not unspiritual to declare our questions to God. He's big enough to handle our cries and your concerns and your fears and your anxiety and your frustration. God is big enough to hear that. He wants to hear that. We know that we got to describe what's going on. God wants to hear from us. It's that beautiful relational thing that we've got with God. The creator of heaven and earth wants to hear from us and wants to know what's going on in our lives. Yes, he's all knowing and he knows, but he wants you to reach out. Habakkuk, after saying his complaints, is now ready to hear what God's answer is. And God answers Habakkuk, but not the way that you would expect. You don't hear this, how long or why. You don't hear those questions answered. But instead, God focuses on one thing, which is living by faith. But the righteous shall live by faith. It's a verse that we see in chapter 2, verse 4, but that's quoted in Romans chapter 1, in Galatians chapter 3, Hebrews chapter 10, to show that God justifies sinners through faith alone and not through works. What we see here is that, again, it is all right to go to God with what's going on in our lives. It's all right to wrestle with this. But I want to be clear that one of the things that we see as we get to this chapter 3 is that it's moving from this time of lament to a time of thanksgiving and a time of praise. Chapter 1, Habakkuk's in a very dark place. Chapter 2, we see him growing. We see him listening to God. And chapter 3 starts this beautiful song where we hear Habakkuk acknowledge who God is. And I want to read it right now in verses 1 through 4. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day, in our time. Make them known in wrath. Remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One of Mount Paran. His glory covers the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise, rays flashing from his hands, where his power was hidden. We see this beautiful picture of Habakkuk acknowledging who God is. Here's what I love in this. Is this declaration not only of who God is, but that God make himself known in this time. Should that be our prayer this morning? Should that be our prayer during this whole time? Is acknowledging who God is? Listen to this. If we cry this out, God, I know who you are. I hear who you are. You are great, God. I stand in awe of the things that you've done, God. Repeat them right now. I've heard of the great things that you have done. As I read through scripture, as I read through the Old Testament, as I read through the New Testament, I've heard of all of these great things. God, repeat those things now. Make them known in our time. Make yourself known in this time. That's our cry, is that God make himself known in this time. In a time where it seems like it is dark, God, make yourself known. Even as it says, right? As it says, like his splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashing from his hands where his power was hidden. And so as you look at this, you can see that there's so much more. You see that this prayer of lament turns to this revere of God. But here's where it comes to the middle part. We see the beginning is this revere of God, and then verses 5 through 15 are all about his story. Hearing where God has been in his life. This is where you come in. Because if you acknowledge that God is sovereign, that God is your Lord and Savior, that he may, and you're calling out that he make himself known, even in what seems like a dark time, it's time to tell your story in this. It's time to make known and reflect on where God has been in your life. Revere God. Tell your story. Wrestle with those questions. Reflect on that. Verse 17 says, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olives fail, the field produces no yield, the flock will be cut off from the fold, and no herd in the stalls. There's this picture that what will God do when everything that is normal collapses? Everything that around us collapses. And notice what it is here. It's not just one thing. It's the food. It's the money. It's the health and all these things. When that's stripped away, God, where are you? That's what it says in verse 17. But then it turns. No matter what is happening around me, I will rejoice. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Even though there's no food, there's no flocks, Habakkuk is determined to rejoice God, the God who saved him. He goes back to the root, goes back to the foundation, goes back to the excitement to say, God, even though I may have had everything stripped away, I will rejoice in you because of my salvation. It reminds me of Job chapter 13, verse 15, which says, though he slay me, I will hope in him. Despite everything being taken away, I will hope in him. How this has gone from chapter 1 to the end of chapter 3 is a magnificent story of a person being able to wrestle with God and see God's true plan. Maybe not all of it, but realize that they can rely on God. Now I get this, right? And I'm sure we can all get this at this time. And we can think of all different reasons and all different examples of this. The way I think of it is this. When I was a kid, we used to do this thing on Saturday mornings. And it's just a very well-marketed thing that my parents did. They would call it Miller Family Fun Day. Yet, all Miller Family Fun Day was forced labor. Miller Family Fun Day was us getting up on Saturday mornings and raking the leaves. And as a kid, I remember being woken up and saying, who's ready for Miller Family Fun Day? And we did not want to do it. And I said, I don't want to go out and rake the leaves. And they said, well, you're going to go rake the leaves. And I said, well, I don't want to rake the leaves. Why do I have to? And then came that wonderful phrase that every parent loves, but every kid detests, which was, because I said so. Well, give me a reason. And then there's the second phrase that every parent loves and every kid detests, which is, I don't need to give a reason. I'm your parent. And I remember looking at my parents and saying, you know what? When I'm a parent, I'm not going to make my kids do that. I'm going to be a cool parent. I'm not going to make them do work. I'm not going to make them get up on a Saturday morning and rake leaves. This unjust system. Kids, have you said that? Have you uttered that phrase? Have you been forced, dare I say, to rake leaves or mow the lawn or do other chores? I thought this was a crime against me done by my parents. But then I became a parent. And then I remember the day when I was like, I'm going out to rake the leaves. And as I was going out to rake the leaves as a parent, I thought to myself, wait, why am I raking the leaves when I've got two kids who can rake the leaves for me? And immediately I walk in the house and say, who's ready for Miller Family Fun? Oh no. That very thing that I had promised, that very thing that I had said that I would never do because I'm going to be a cool parent is now this new great marketing strategy that I've thought of. And of course, no, I don't want to go rake leaves. Well, you have to. Why? Because I said so. Well, give a reason. I don't need to give a reason. Wow, this is great. This feels amazing. Now, what I thought of when I was a kid was very different than what I now think of it as a parent. It was the worst idea as a kid, but as a parent, it's the greatest idea. In that moment, when you're young, you think, this is horrible. What God's saying is in this moment where it seems horrible, I still got a bigger plan. I've got something great. You have to rely on me. And this is where we end, is relying on Him. As our new normal changes and the circumstances around us change, it's okay to lament our losses. But it's not good to stay there. The final step is to rely on God for strength. And listen to verse 19. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer. He makes me tread on my high places. Habakkuk is holding that God is sovereign. He refers to His unlimited power and absolute control. God's sovereignty should always be strengthening us no matter where we find it ourselves. God's strength should have an impact on us. If the sovereign Lord, the God who created everything, is our strength, and we acknowledge who He is, and God is our strength, then our strength is more than enough. If we can think we can do it on our own, our strength is not enough. But if we acknowledge that God is our strength, then our strength is enough. If you acknowledge that God is in control, that God is your strength, then your strength is enough. And all of a sudden that fear starts to melt away. That anxiety can melt away as we shelter in Him, as we abide in Him. As we see calm in the storm in Him. Even though it may seem like difficult circumstances, we don't know what God has. God has planned. I firmly believe that even throughout all of this, that God is doing this great rearranging. More people are watching church and hearing the gospel than ever before. As we broadcast to all sorts of different, well, anywhere. And anyone could tune in. And I don't know where people are even watching from this morning. But the gospel is being heard. God is doing big things throughout all of this, throughout everything that's going on. Are we willing to acknowledge that God is in control, that He is our strength, and if He is our strength, then our strength is enough? Habakkuk holds on to this fact that God is sovereign from this dark place to this newfound hope. He climbs from the lows of chapter 1 through chapter 2 to a watchtower where he says he wants to wait on God's answer. And in chapter 3, he's walking on the heights. He's steadily progressed in this upward arc from a point of doom and gloom to a point of praise, from a point of pain to a point of joy. So here's what I want to leave us with. Don't waste this time that we have. When it seems like sheltering in place or that we're stuck in one place, don't waste this time of quarantine. We've heard over and over that this is a defining moment in history. Do you not think that God is going to do something in a defining moment in history? If you look back at history and you see in the book of Acts and you see in the century that followed, you see that throughout the turmoil and the persecution and the rough times, that's when the church grew the most. You have to look to China to see where the persecution is, to see where the church was growing and is growing the most. And now we find ourselves in a place where it seems like things are hard. Do you not think that God is going to shine through? This is what time that God loves. God is going to do something great. Yet we have to be willing to act ourselves. Use this time to know and to show and to share the love of God. Use this time to know and to show and to share that your strength is in God. And use this time to know and to show and to share that when you abide in Him, you can achieve that peace, achieve that joy. God is doing something great, but we got to follow exactly what chapter 3 is doing here, which is acknowledge who God is, tell our story, wrestle with some of the tough things, and then wait on the Lord and use His strength for us. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what you're going through. Each and every one of us, every day, if not every hour, is experiencing something different. But I want you to be able to see and to have that peace. To see that fear be stripped away. To see that anxiety or that depression or that worry fade into the distance. As God says, don't worry, I've got this. And as we go from here, as we finish up here, I want us to just know that it is all right to wrestle. But we need to understand that in this, we still take refuge in who God is, in the control that He has, that His strength is enough. If you've got questions about any of this stuff, if you are looking for this hope in a dark time, if you don't know Jesus, I want you to contact us here at Sunrise. We would love to be able to have that conversation with you or answer some of your questions. It's what we're here for. It's what God is here for. Please don't hesitate in reaching out. We want to be there for you, and we want to share how you can find strength in God. Let's pray. God, I thank You for this morning. I thank You that we can gather together. I thank You that we can worship You. I thank You that You are our strength. And in times where it seems the darkest, You are a ray of hope that shines through the darkness. That even in times where it seems like nothing is happening or the world is in turmoil, God, You shine through. And our prayer this morning is that we will seek refuge during this time in You. The strength we need will come from You. God, we say that we cannot do this on our own. We can only do this through You, through that ultimate strength, and You are with us. God, as we go from here, I pray that we'll be able to take a look at Habakkuk and the role that he saw God playing from the dark times to the great times, to seeing that His plan that Habakkuk wants may not be what God wants, but God, You are in control of absolutely everything. Take away that fear. Take away that anxiety. Take away that depression. As we seek refuge in You, as we abide in You, as we shelter in You. We thank You for this. We pray these things in Your amazing and holy name. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And like I said, if you've got questions, I want you to contact us. And let me tell you that there are all sorts of things that are going on over the course of the week where we can help you with this, and we can help you grow during this time. Starting tomorrow morning on Mondays at 10 o'clock, which is the time of my new favorite Bible study, not just because it's got a great guy, but it's got a great name and it's got a great location, where it's Backshed Bible Study with Pastor Cliff, as he's just interacting with you and the questions that you have, inviting guests on, and just studying God's Word. And so come out and join this right on Facebook Live at 10 a.m. And we've got other things going on, from youth to women's ministry. If you are interested in any of this stuff, contact us. And we want to be able to get you connected. Even at a time where it seems like you're at a distance, we can be close together. Take care. Have a great week. God bless.